Wednesday evening worship, 7:45 p.m. Tuesday Bible study, 7:30 p.m. Friday night worship service, 7:30 p.m. Prayer, Monday through Friday, 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock a.m. Thank you for listening to Johnson Temple, Church of God in Christ.
Tell somebody, say, you stand.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
No need to worry.
The gospel is on the radio at 88.1. Call up somebody. Tell them it's going to be all right. KAYT. Got the gospel transmitting. All day.
You know, in every lifetime we face situations that occur. And when we get to talking about death, it kind of shakes us up a little. And it's all right to admit that you're afraid of dying, but when you know that you have Christ down in your heart, he's a lover of your soul, and a death angel can't shake you, death angel can't even intimidate you. I say that because my great-grandmother, who's now going on to be with the Lord, spoke to me before she left. We was at our family reunion. She began to talk to me, and I would tell her how pretty she still looks. And that must have lit her face up with the biggest, beautiful smile. Then she looked at me, and she said, boy, she said, I know how to get out of here. And my hands
are
great. She said, I am making
preparation.
Cause I know that I gotta go home and be with the Lord one day. And then at our reunion, she stood with tears in her eyes, and she gathered all of the grandchildren and her children and all of our relatives together. She said, Grandmama, I don't believe that I'm gonna live to see the next reunion. She said, but just in case I don't, she said, I'm gonna go to that place and I'm gonna stand at those pearly gates. And she said, I'm gonna be there, and I'm gonna be waiting, and I ain't going through until I count the last head. And then she looked at us and told us, she said,
if I die before you do,
she said,
I'll be waiting at the pearly.
And all I'm gonna be waiting for all of you. Grandmama said, I'm going.
There's a way
where
there is a land where I live.
Yes, I'm
going to die for.
said goodbye.
Goodbye.
Oh, goodbye.
Goodbye, world.
Everybody began to make their way down to the medical center. And then, for 2 weeks, Grandmama laid there in a comatose state. Couldn't even move and couldn't even talk. The doctor gave up. The doctor said it's only a few days. It'll be a miracle if she lives to see the light through. I'm gonna tell y'all, Grandmama was strong. Grandmama knew what was going on, but I believe in my heart that Grandmama was talking with the angels of heaven. I believe that Grandmama was talking with the Lord, and oh, Grandmama laid there. I've seen the tears start rolling out of Mama's eyes. That's when I knew that the time.
School, but it wouldn't be a game. Maybe a boyfriend or a girlfriend in the bunch. Y'all will be playing along the way, telling jokes. And if you got a little noisy, Aunt Jenny might be sitting over there on the porch and she might say, boy, you better cut that out. That would be enough to make you fall in line. Anybody know what I'm talking about? And you would soon get it together because she knew if you didn't, she would call home and tell mama. And when you got home, you find some switches waiting on you. We've gotten away from that. But I want to tell you today that the answer to the world's problems lies in the family. It might be grandma, it might be stepdad, stepmother, brother, auntie. But no matter who it is, whatever is family to you, we want you to hold it near and dear. Another say, I love you so. Remember when we really cared? We'd lend a hand and say a prayer for one in need. Name our friend. It's in town on each man. Just finished preaching. I was walking down the aisle. There stood a woman dressed from head to toe. She was beautiful. She said,
"Preacher, do you remember me?"
"No, ma'am. I can't say that I do."
"Well, I'm that same lady, preacher, that you saw out there on the corner. I was begging. I was dirty. I needed a bath. I was hungry. It was cold. It was raining. And your eyes caught mine. You gave me a piece of me. Well, I just want to let you know that I'm not that same person anymore. I don't buy drugs. I don't drink.
I don't even swallow.
I go back home to my family. My children love me. And I just want you to know I'm in church and I've been redeemed. You've changed my life. And if you look over to your left and to your right, you'll see some of my friends that are going to church. And I just want to thank you. I've been redeemed. The blood of the risen man. Thank you, preacher.